Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So let me paint you a picture today. Let me paint you a vision. Let me show you through visualization what my point is. Let's say that you've had a really good year. You've had several good years. You have the opportunity now to move up to a brand new house. You built the house. It's your dream house. The closing comes, the day of the closing. The moving truck shows up. It starts to move everything. And you start to look around, and they take a picture off the wall, and you go, wow, I can't believe it. Behind that picture, it's all white. The rest of the walls have turned gray. And they move the furniture out of the bedroom, and you look at the carpet, and you go, I can't believe this carpet's worn. Or maybe, even though you're a great housekeeper, you move the dresser, and you find some dust bunnies behind the dresser, and you can't believe that that happened because you're so careful about keeping your house. You weren't really able to see what was going on because you were right in the middle of it. If you can't see what's going on, if because everything becomes routine, if you put something on your desk and it sits there and it becomes wallpaper, it just becomes part of the surroundings, and you don't do anything about it, well, nothing's going to happen. It's really important to get the right perspective on things, because what's business about? Business is about perspective. It's about seeing who we are. It's about seeing what's going on. It's about seeing what we need to see. If we're not really actively involved in our company and we just show up every single day, we don't really see what needs to be done. And then you have to ask yourself, if you worked for yourself, what would you think of yourself as a boss? Now, most of us in our early years did work for somebody. We just didn't start out going into business. That's unusual. And sometimes, you know, we put some time in, 5, 10, 15, 20 years of working for someone, and then got the idea that we were going to go into business for ourselves, and we were going to be different. We weren't going to be like that boss we had. We were going to respect people. We were going to motivate people. We are going to challenge them in a good way. We're going to help them become successful. We're going to treat them well with benefits and pay. And then we get into business. And we forget to look in the mirror. We forget to see who we've become. The circumstances around us, the stress of the business, this long business upturn that we've had since 2008, that's taken forever for the economy to recover, could have very well changed our perception. Now we expect things from our people that aren't possible. We set goals for our salespeople that just aren't realistic. We couldn't do it. We wouldn't want to do it. We wouldn't want to be treated that way. So when you're looking at your company, look in the mirror. Well, you know, it's just not fun to look in the mirror. It's not fun to look at ourselves. It's very difficult to do that. Think about, if you worked for you, would you want to continue working for you? Would you seek opportunity elsewhere? And then once you discover exactly how you're treating people, keep the good things. And the things that aren't working, change them. You can change them today. You can start to make progress today. You can form a culture in your company that really works. But you can't do that unless you look in the mirror and see yourself. Watching the body language of people when you're talking to them. Are you inspiring your people, or are you just putting yourself in a situation where you're doing a lot of yelling all day, where your expectations don't meet the reality? I want you to be the best CEO, the best leader, the most thought of in the community, the people who shows everyone how they should behave, how they should inspire people, how they should motivate people. And when we do all of those things, well, we've got the most profitable company in the neighborhood also. We are in the people business, and we sell relationships, and our product is whatever it happens to be. And then I added something to this yesterday in the radio show, because I've been saying that for years. We're in the people's business, we sell relationships, and our product is whatever it has to be. And I added a fourth one yesterday that just came to me. We need to listen. We need to listen, we need to see, we need to feel what's going on, and when something's not right, we need to change it. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.